This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, beyond the Snapchat walls, Snapchat is cracking open its walled garden. Under pressure to grow, the private messaging app embraces public sharing. It is an evolution. But first, these tech headlines. Qualcomm was slapped with a $1.2 billion antitrust fine by the European Union for illegal payments it made to Apple for exclusively using its chips in smartphones and other products. Qualcomm, the world's biggest supplier of baseband chips, said it, quote, strongly disagrees with the decision, end quote, and would appeal the EU's second highest court. Twitter operating chief Anthony Noto is leaving to become head of online lender Social Finance, Inc., dealing a blow to Twitter's strategy for growth and raising questions about who will run day-to-day operations at the company. Mr. Noto will take over the top spot at SoFi on March 1st. And nearly 2 out of 5 companies worldwide have replaced some jobs with digital tools powered by artificial intelligence, though most expect AI over time to create more jobs than it eliminates. That's according to more than 1,000 information tech execs surveyed by Infosys. The survey released this week in Davos, Switzerland, included companies based in the U.S., Australia, China, India, and elsewhere. Coming up, Snapchat learns the value of sharing stories. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Snapchat, the social media app distinctive for its intimacy in an era of personal broadcasting, is moving beyond its so-called walled garden. Starting this week, some Snapchat users will be able to take videos and other content they encounter within the app and share it outside the walls. It's a first. Let's get more. Back with the podcast is Wall Street Journal reporter Georgia Wells. Hey.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So the ability to share outside the, quote, wall means what exactly? Would Snapchat appear on Facebook feeds like Instagram does, and how much more exposure are we talking? What's the extent of it?
Yeah, it means that people could send you a Snapchat story in a text message, in an email. You could see them on Facebook. You could see them on Twitter. Basically, when you go to the photo roll of your photos and you click on share this photo and all the different ways to share the content pop up, those are the tools people could use to share Snapchat content in the future.
So this change comes right as, and we've certainly talked about it on the podcast before, right as Snapchat's daily user growth is struggling. How real is that struggle for Snapchat lately?
As you said, Snapchat is under tremendous pressure to demonstrate that it can continue to grow its user base. And so we've seen their user growth fall to 2.9% in the quarter that ended in September. And that was from 17% in early 2016. And so going forward, like, yes, they're under pressure to make more money and they're under pressure to evolve their business, but this is one way that they need to establish credibility with investors, is that this app is still growing, that this is still a good opportunity for people to get into.
It's also about maybe credibility with users, trying to make it less mysterious and confusing to some users. Has that gotten in the way more than intended, perhaps? That seems to be one platform people who aren't particularly young have a tougher time with.
Yeah, I think you're getting at this intimidation factor for people who aren't currently users. Like, if you already spend a lot of time on Snapchat, I don't think this, maybe, but I wouldn't anticipate this to be something that would, like, pull you back into the app over and over. But if you haven't been on Snapchat before and you haven't downloaded it, I think likely one bet Snapchat is making is that seeing their content elsewhere will make it seem less mysterious to you.
And what's also interesting is the fact that Snapchat's claim to fame are those short-lasting, quick stories. That's kind of everything it's known for. Is there concern in changing that up? Could that be risky?
I think people in general can be averse to change. So anytime Snapchat or any social media app changes how things work, like, there's always a risk that users will be turned off. In Snapchat's case, it's really interesting. They rose to prominence as this private, intimate place where stuff did disappear and it was one-on-one chatting. And there were these closed off groups. And so, like, this does demonstrate that they're willing to go against kind of the core things that made them successful. Like, yeah, on the one hand, there's a risk. But on the other hand, we've also seen what happens when companies get too mired in what made them successful previously and can't move beyond that.
So this was just announced this week. How soon will people get to do this, and how exactly will this pan out?
Users started seeing this change on Tuesday, but it was only for users who already had the updated version of the app that Snapchat flagged back in November. Snapchat simplified aspects of its app, and Snapchat is still rolling this new version of its app out.
Very good. Georgia Wells, thanks so much.
Thanks, Danya.
Thanks again to Georgia Wells. You can check out more at WSJ.com. This has been the Tech News Briefing. If you like this podcast, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.